Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Did you notice? Now, when we're younger in school, the people that cry, and you cry baby, pity, they are the ones that everybody takes advantage of. I hope you know. You can't remember that. When you were in school, anybody say, I will tell my mommy. It does not stop them from bullying you. There are some people looking at me. Your face is look as if you were crying in those days in school. Let me tell somebody, arise and fight. Tell somebody, arise and fight. When it comes to spiritual warfare, begging does not solve it. Okay, let's go this way. Proverbs 12 verse 10. Can we read together? A righteous man. Please put it on the screen for me. One, two, go. Regarded the life of his peace. But the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Okay, now listen to me. When you don't fight the wicked and you beg the wicked for mercy, the wicked responds with cruelty. A wicked man does not understand mercy. The devil does not understand mercy. When you are in problem, it's not the time to look for who to pray for you. It is a time to arise and fix the problem squarely. Because different people are facing their problem. And as Nigeria, what we tell you is that, don't worry. We'll join in prayer. We are praying for you. The same way you pray for people, when you tell them you are praying for them, is the same way others are praying for you. You better arise and fight. The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. And now, do we understand? The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. 1 John 5:19. I read this in the last two services. 1 John 5:19. Let's read together. I want to go. And we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in what? The whole world does what? Lieth, including your house, including your home, including your business. Everything lies in wickedness. But we are of God, and greater is He that is in us than he that is the world. The whole world lieth in wickedness. If don't arise against wickedness, wickedness will control and destroy you. Never again allow wickedness to have its way in your life. Let's look at some of the things that the Bible says about the wicked. Job 20 from verse 4. Job 20 from verse 4. What does the Bible say about wicked? You can read Job 18 and you can read Job 20 when you get to Job 20 verse 4. Let's read together. Do you not know this of old? Since man was placed, remember, from olden days, since the time that man started living on earth, and what happened? The triumphing of a wicked is what? I see here, the triumphing of a wicked is short. And let's go. And the joy of a hypocrite is but for, and the hypocrite is like the wicked. Their joy is for a moment. Let's continue. Though his haughtiness mounts up to the heaven, and his head reaches to the cloud, yet he will perish forever like his own baller. Refuse. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? Let's continue. He will fly away like a dream and not be found. Yes, he will be chased away like a vision of the night. The eye that saw him will see him no more, nor will his place behold him anymore. But listen, this does not come to pass. This thing, we don't experience this when we don't do anything about wickedness. You remember, was this Psalm 78 about the psalmist that was complaining about wickedness all around him until he went to the house of the Lord and he understood the end of the wicked. Psalm 18 and Job 18 and Job 20 are psalms in the book of Job about the end of the wicked. Listen to me attentively, please. When wickedness is not handled, it expands everywhere. Okay, let me give you a short example that is not really wickedness in quotes. Yesterday, I was going home. I spent 4 hours on the road. I left the church by 3. I got home around 7:30. What happened? We're going home. There was a short hold up. And then, because we don't punish wickedness, and we don't punish, is it wickedness I'm calling it? And we don't punish facing one way. People go in this side, they face one way and block this. People from the other side, they face one way and block. So we all mess at one junction. Nowhere to go. If there is a law in Abuja, like the law in Lagos, that says if you face one way, your car will be seized and auctioned. Did anybody watch the video of auctioning of cars 2 weeks ago? Where people sat down and were crying. Those people there, do you think they will ever do one way again? Face one way again? When you don't handle wickedness, wickedness continues. When you handle it, even when they want to continue, and it comes and it touches, and say, now Pastor Adekunle, I know deal. Let me go and look for somebody else. Wickedness continues when you do nothing about it. Let me tell you this. The devil takes advantage of soft targets. The devil takes advantage of prayerless people. And like I used to say in those days, whether you like it or not, a time will come when you will pray. Sir, it's better you pray now. When this time, a time will come when you will pray. Everybody, even the people that say there is no God, the time will come, my God. Who is he calling? No God. What is my God for? See, all of us here, a time will come when we pray. Some of us are praying now so that we will not have to pray more in the future. Because a time will come when we will pray. Especially if your skin is like my own, dark. If you like, go to Canada, you will pray. Where did they go to again? Australia, UK, Austria, Singapore. Borrow me name now. Malaysia, Bahrain, Saudi. You will pray. You pray. Because why? The whole world lies in wickedness. You have to pray to overcome wickedness. Lift your hands up and say, wickedness shall not prevail over my life. Say, I arise by the fire of the Lord, and I decree to my life, the wickedness of the wicked shall not prevail over my life. I tell the book, the wickedness of the wicked shall not prevail over my life. The wickedness of the wicked shall not prevail in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's take some few prayers and I move on. Psalm 7 verse 9. Psalm 7 verse 9. Psalm 7 verse 9. Quickly, sir, help me. Oh, yeah, let's go. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked That's your prayer. But lift your right hand and say, oh Lord, arise. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in my life. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in my life. Oh Lord, arise. Let the wickedness of the wicked. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There's a story my aunt told me I will never forget. Never, never, never. In fact, it gives me goose. I'm not sure I've shared it here before. It always comes to my mind, but I don't share it. About her traveling on Lagos Ibadan Expressway, and a car somersaulted and threw the woman out. A family with three children. The car somersaulted, threw the woman out, and the car locked up and caught fire. And the family members burnt while she was looking. Wickedness. She will never get over it. Every wicked tragedy that the enemy has planned for you, they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Say, any wickedness planned by the enemy against any area of my life, they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not come to pass, they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass. I reject every wickedness of the wicked concerning my life. I reject, I reject, I reject, I reject, I reject, I reject. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah 3, verse 11. Let's just take this and I move forward and we come back to pray again. Isaiah 3, 11. It's on the screen. Read, let me go. Let's go. Can we pray it in Pidgin? That's what we did in first service. What is it? Woe unto the wicked, it no go better for him. It shall be healed with him. What is it? It no go better. Is that not? Lift your right hand and say, every wickedness in my life and the work of the wicked in my life, it's whoa. It no go better for wickedness and the wicked in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the first service, I looked at the wickedness of the wicked. In the second service, I look at the counsel of a wicked, the horn of a wicked, and the rod of a wicked. In this third service, I want to look at the rage of a wicked and the tongue of a wicked. What is rage? You know, rage is an anger. You know, there are levels of anger. There are anger. I had a friend, the closest friend when I was on campus. He does not know how to get angry. You know, if you just I get angry on his behalf. Because we do everything together, what he does affects me. He might be watching now. He might call me after service and say, why am I talking about him? You know, he doesn't, when he's angry, I don't even know. All his anger, that's the end of it. We have friends that, when we all collect money from home, the first 1 week, they will blow the money. And they will come and tell us how they blew the money. And then they will join us to be eating our food for the next 3 months. And he will not be able to do anything. Just say, I'll be see all these people are doing. I'll be see what they are. And he will not be able to do anything. So I am the bodyguard that will block them. So I'm the bad person. He's the best man. Wickedness. Everywhere. He doesn't know how to get angry. But you know, anger has different levels. There's anger they call anger. There's what they call wrath. There's what they call rage. There's what they call fury. All na anger. The level and intensity is what is different. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a way I explain rage in church. Maybe I'll explain it. So remember, rage is an anger. But different, there is anger, there is wrath, there is rage, there is fury. And that's why they say there is road rage. Have you heard about road rage before? people that have not heard it before, I know they have drawn road rage. When you are driving, there's a certain kind of anger that comes upon you when you are driving. That it will even carry koboko. You hit the car, let's say, woo, woo, and come down. Do anything you want to do, do now. You say, you, I will show you today. That's what they call road rage. It is only people that are very, 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 very five born again that do not have rules, including women. And they are all looking at me smiling now. Because 2 days' time also, they might experience road rage. When a person is angry and the anger is uncontrollable and violent, it is called rage. Psalm 2. Let's read Psalm 2. Psalm 2. Why? No, King James. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vainting? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break their bands in pieces and cast away their claws from us. Lord, verse 4. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall hold them in derision. So when they were doing everything, the Lord just laughed. His weapon at that time was laughter. You know, when somebody that you are better than, you can kill, you can destroy, you can't do anything about it, and he's coming and say, I will show you. I will show you. What do? You just laugh. Just laugh. Say, with my finger. He did not respond. He just laughed. And his laughter caused confusion in the camp. Let's go back to verse 1. Why do the wicked rage? Why do the heathen rage? Why do the nations rage? And we need you to know that there is a rage of the enemy. There's a rage of the wicked. The attitude of the devil is rage. There's no time that the devil is calm. He is going to and fro, raging, raging, raging. But verse 1 asks a question that many of you have been asking. Why is everything working against me? Why the rage? I read a pastor's book that gave reasons for the rage. So I'm not going to bother myself. I'll just read what the pastor wrote. Very, very easy, because it goes with it very nice. Why the rage? I want to show rage, but everywhere look somehow. Look at me now. Look at that sister. She did something wrong against me. What I did it make sense? It did not make sense. A raging person, he has no sense. It doesn't make sense. You know, if I want to slap this sister, I'm supposed to go like this. But if I'm raging, what do I do? In fact, I don't care if the chair wounds me. As long as I grab her, that is how the devil is like a raging bull in a China shop. You know China shop? You know what they sell in China shop now? What do they say? I don't know the English, that's why I'm doing my hand. Awu, awu. What is the English of awu? Nobody is helping me. So all of you are like me. Went to high school, not grammar school. Okay, no problem. So the devil is always raging. Why does the devil rage? When your destiny is colorful, the devil rages. Why? When the devil sees you as a danger to his activities, the devil rages. When you are set to make a positive history and bring a turn around in your family, the devil rages. When God and the heavens are planning your celebration, the devil rages. When you are at the edge of your a destiny changing breakthrough, the devil rages. Remember, why does it lift around? Let's pray. Say, every rage of darkness, every rage of the wicked against my life, let the rage be silenced. 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 Every rage of the devil against my life, let the rage be silenced. Let the rage be silenced. Let the rage be silenced. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When there is a rage, there is a continuous affliction of wicked experiences, evil experiences over and over. When there's a rage of the devil, You know, it will be as if you are in Lokoja. You know the thing they have for Lokoja now? That's a rage of the waters, the rain, the flood. You move from one or to another. Did you see how they did a small group of people, cars to park? I will not drive on that kind of place. But you don't know where the bridge is and where the bridge is not, and you follow and you fall somewhere. When there is a rage, it pours. But you know what? The blood of Jesus silences every rage. Therefore, we come in this morning by the blood of Jesus. Every rage of darkness, every rage of a wicked over any area of your life, let the rage be silenced. 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 In the name of Jesus, He can rage against your body. Every rage of darkness, called sickness, called illness, called disease, called affliction in your body, let them be silenced now. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes I receive call. People call me and say, "Pastor, I've done all the tests. I'm still feeling it." It's a rage of darkness. Stretch forth your hand here. By the power of the Holy Spirit, whatever is an affliction of darkness that has a medical name, there is an affliction of darkness that has a medical name so that it can cover it, so that you can think it is normal. Anything that is an affliction of darkness, they have a medical name. Let the blood of Jesus take them away from your life. In the name of Jesus, any affliction of darkness that cannot be discovered by medicine, but you are feeling the rot, you are feeling the pain, let that affliction be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Let that affliction be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Let that affliction be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Have your seat. Rage. Rage of darkness. We can go on and on. I just want us to pray. You know, if you read Revelation 12, he says he knows. He's raging because he knows his time is short. He knows his time is short. Whatever is making you joyful, that the wicked is against, that wickedness has come upon, I ask that you be delivered by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So the devil rages when your destiny is too risky. Okay, see me now. I'm a pastor. And then the devil is raging against me. And I'm asking, why is he raging? Do I have sense? Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense now. Because our job is to raid the kingdom of darkness and take people. When we are taking people every day from the kingdom, and you don't want to them, it will rage. We have to be ready for the rage. Okay, look at it now. Nobody has ever gone to university before in your family. You went to university in your family. And you think the devil will keep quiet. I ministered to a man in those days there that came, spoke to me. By the time I started talking to him, I discovered that he was the first person that went to the university in his hometown. Sir, there are wars and there are battles. The thing where the guy tell me, I can't say it from the other. Terrible, nasty, raging experiences. So the man, wicked, set the bar. And the guy broke through the bar. And he said, "No peace for you. I pray for you." Whoever is saying no peace for you, whoever is saying no peace for you, whoever is saying no rest for you, any wickedness saying no rest for you, let the Lord arise and terminate that wickedness. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Say, rage of darkness against my destiny. Say, be silenced now. In the name of Jesus. Rage of darkness against my children. Against my children. Be silenced. Be silenced. Every rage of darkness against my destiny. Against my children. Be silenced. Be silenced. Every rage of darkness from my father's house. Rage of darkness of my father's house. Be silenced. Be silenced. Be silenced. Be silenced. In the name of Jesus. Rage of darkness against my calling, against my ministry, against my family, against my career, against my marriage, against my visa, against my group fiber. Be silence. Every rage against my marriage. Be silence. Be silence. Be silence. Be silence. Be silence. Be silence. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Obviously. My first experience about the power of prayer in family was when our church was like a year old. A member of the church had a friend that was in Buari or somewhere. And they had a problem with the husband. And the husband was about sending him out of the house. Sending her out of the house. So the woman said, "See my pastor. With the way we pray in church," because the prayer of church was still new, like a year or two. "The way we pray in church, I believe my pastor will have the solution for you." So they came, sat down quietly, and then walked to me after service. I said, "What is it?" Gave all the complaint with my husband, does this, I did everything. And at that time, I was not a marriage counselor. I hope you can remember that I did not counsel anybody until I was 10th year in marriage. I just feel, if you don't have an experience, what do you want to tell somebody? You see somebody now, they marry now because they are married to pastor. Once they marry to pastor, after 6 months, the first program will be singles hangout. Come, my wife and I are going to... Me, I don't believe in that. I believe you have the experience of some things before you. So I did not do any counseling. I just told her, we'll pray against the third party. Every hand of the third party in your marriage. Let them. So I prayed for her. So I was shocked. You know, it was a ruder kind of prayer. I was shocked when a week after he came and told me the husband has changed. One week. Ha. I pray for everyone here. Every rage of the wicked against your family, against your children, against your marriage, against your career, let that rage be silenced immediately. In the name of Jesus. Every rage of darkness that makes you move from one trouble to the other, let that rage cease now. The 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 rage of darkness against your peace, your prosperity, and your rest, the rage cease now. Lift your right hand and say, "I quench every rage of the enemy against my life." Say, "I quench, I quench, I quench, I quench." Say, "I come by the blood of Jesus. I quench, I quench, I quench, I quench, I quench. I come by the blood, I quench." Every rage of darkness against my family, I quench, I quench. Every rage of the wicked against my family, I quench. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Whoever represents the Pharaoh that is raging at you, let them be buried in their own Red Sea. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, let's talk about the next one. Apart from the rage, there is a strife of the tongue of the enemy. My dear sister that led the prayer, prayed everything. Use all my scriptures. I will explain some dynamics of it for you. Psalm 31. Verse 20. Sir, if you understand this little one I want to teach you now, your life will never be the same. Listen to me. Don't allow anybody have the last word over your life. What did I say? Repeat it. Let me say. What did I say? Say it again. Let me hear. Don't allow anybody to have the last word over your life. Let's read together. Let's go. 31:20. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From what? From the plot of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of the tongue. May you not see the battle of the tongue. Every spiritual warfare is the battle of the tongue. Every. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death. Let's read it together. 18, I would like you to read. Let's go. One to go. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it. So that small thing in your mouth has death, has life. If you say it will not work in your life, it will not work. Nobody can help you. If you say it will work, even when you are weak, God will make it work. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I was listening to Pastor Portu maybe 3 weeks ago, and I was giving an example of a man of God. Is it the man that was about to die, or the wife was about to die? And all the evangelists, apostles, America, bishop were praying. They were praying. But God spoke to one person and said, if you don't rush to the hospital upon all the prayers, he will die. So he went to the hospital, and the Lord said, begin to speak to him. Say, I speak life to your body. Speak life to your body. I speak life. He said, keep saying that until you see his body move. So he sat down on the seat and faced the man. I speak life. Life to your body. Life. I speak life to your body. I speak life. Your body receives life. Your body receives that. And then later, maybe after like 2 hours, the body of the guy shook. The Lord said, that is it. Yeah. And I started changing the prayer point, and the man lived. Yeah. There are some prayers we say, we pray. We are not speaking life. We are speaking wishes. You can wish to tomorrow. A man that will die will die. But if you speak life and I say, I refuse you to die, he will not die. You speak life. 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 You know, when my mom was unconscious, and then I was not there, because my brother was there. Then somebody, the junior sister that was in nurse, called and asked my brother to do something. But by the time he got my brother, my mom was dead. But what was the simple instruction? Unconscious, he said, hold the hand and be talking to her. I'm saying this so that you will learn. Hold the hand, talk to her, be talking to her, and say, if you can hear me, squeeze my hand. He said, even if you're unconscious, he will squeeze your hand. You will know that it's life. That's hope. If I do that, you squeeze my hand, you will live hope. I will speak life into you. Even that, see, you know there is nothing called non-living. It is science that say living and non-living. In the spiritual, this world is living. Everything on earth lives. Learn to speak. This place where my husband did now, I don't know. I will say, hey, I will say my husband go survive him. My husband go survive him. I said, my husband could survive. Many wives in fear have used their mouth to kill their husbands. Speak not your fear, speak life. Are we here? He will hide you. He will hide you in his pavilion. He will hide you from the strife of the tongue of men. This tongue get power. Power in the tongue. You know what the Bible calls your tongue? The Bible calls your tongue sword. Psalm 64, 2 to 4. Psalm 64, 2 to 4. Your tongue is a sword. Your tongue is an arrow. Look at it. This one is also saying, hide me. Remember, when he's saying, hide me, he was saying, hide me from tongue, from tongue, from tongue. If you have heard what people have said about you in your absence, you will pray that prayer, hide me, oh, from the tongue. Okay, let's read about tongue together. Let's go. One, two, go. Hide me from the secret plot of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. Look at verse 3. Who sharpened their tongue like what? Like sword, and bent their bows to shoot their arrows. Bitter words are arrows. The tongue can launch arrows. The tongue can launch sword. The tongue can launch spear. That is why I've always trained you in church. Don't let anybody have the last word on you. Respectfully. How much did they sell the handkerchief? 5 naira. Who go buy ham for 5 naira? Never allow it. Then who go buy ham? You might not buy it. But before you leave, people will come and buy it. Who go buy ham? Now, who go buy ham made many people shop. They feed up till now, where they never sell anything. Because somebody has said, now who go buy ham? And nobody has bought it. The tongue is a sword. The tongue is a spear. The tongue is an arrow. And you know what? there are some people who have put incision on their tongue. I'm even talking about naturally, that naturally, without any juju, their tongue now, Allah. But now, some people, before they go in the morning, before they go out, they came to your shop, he said something in the morning, and you did nothing about it. I will not forget, I was coming to Abuja one day, I entered petrol station to buy fuel, and then I met two thugs fighting. One no logo, one shake. The kind of this way I hear that is, it even helped me as a minister of spiritual warfare. I can remember those words. I can remember those threats. I can remember those backwards. Why the guy was doing his hand in his pocket like this, saying different kind of things. Don't allow anybody to have the last word. You know yourself, you know your heart. You don't know anybody's heart and themselves. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand? I am very young to know many people that have known that are big and are nothing today because of tongue. I will never forget my aunt. Never, never. My aunt, when we were growing up, was the biggest among us. Among the Yorubas in that diaspora, she was the biggest. In fact, we don't pass the front of our shop because if she grabs you to pack, you will sit down, you will count money today. 3 hours you are counting and doing, you are counting. So we don't pass. We run and all those things. I had a problem with a woman. She lost it. Since 1980, whatever, she has not survived it till today. Till today, she has never survived it. Tongue was spoken. Holy, you did this to me. In this market, you will walk barefooted. You did this to me. In this market, you will beg for food. It all happened to Amata. The strife of the tongue. Don't let anybody have the last word over you. You know what you do? Nothing will happen. I believe in Christ. You yourself know you don't believe in Christ. You know, say you just come church, you don't believe in Christ. You know, say you just do a small. You know, say you don't get the energy. And they say, no, nothing. I will show you that my God, who is your God? Are you sure you know your God? It is they that know their God that will be strong and do exploit. My God will fight for. Are you sure you have a God that will fight for you? Are you sure your name is written with the God? You say, I am my God. And you are dancing. And my God, I will show you. And my God will. My God never did this. My Lord, he never sleeps and storms. Are you sure? About that letter, too, sir. If we drop it and pick it up again. I hope you are an African enough to understand that. If you drop it and pick it up again. Are you sure your God will fight for you? Are you sure your God knows you? Are you sure your name is in his register? Are you sure his angels are encamped around you? Because we see many people, because they come to church and they see many things, they just do the same thing. Nothing will happen. I will show you that my God, you will do nothing. You can do nothing. Beware of the strife of the tongue. Let me give you 7 things that the strife of the tongues are. Number 1, lies, slander, accusations. Last Wednesday, I took accusations in church. Was it last Wednesday? Yeah, last Wednesday, we took accusations. Strife of the tongue, lies, slander, accusation. Some people, somebody just hated you for no reason. He heard a lie about you. There was a slander. There was an accusation. And many of you here, you hate some people you have never met. You have not seen them before, but you hate them because your best friend have said evil about that person. And because you believe that your friend, you believe that person. So even if you see the person, you don't even greet the person. These are the people spoiling the church. Not them. You have not met him. You have not spoken to him. But lies and accusation, you have listened to that. It is the strife of the tongue of the wicked. It is the strife of the tongue. Many people have been denied promotion because of the strife of the tongue of men. Strife. When I just resumed in my office, around maybe 6 months, I went to see Ogakwadapapa. He called me to his office. He asked me to do something. I did the thing for him. But I forgot it was. Maybe he was not pleased with it. And then he just got angry. Angry on session. You know, I was just shocked. This was somebody that we left the office late together last night. And then early this morning, that's how you will. Then he now said, that is how I did your appraiser and you refused and you were saying jargons. I was in the office. I was 6 months. I have not been confirmed. You can't even do my appraiser. So I went back. So I went to see his secretary. And I said, I don't know what's wrong. It seems there's something wrong with Oga. Why? He said, and I said, Oga said it. He now started laughing. That one of the people working with me, we were reporting to him at that time. He appraised the person. And the person said some things. Which people took him? So I walked into the office and he thought I was the person. So he transferred every aggression under the earth on me. Can I shock you? His son works with me now. The world is a small place at the end. His son works with me now. Wonderful man, wonderful son. But I'll never remember. It was, but remember, it was an accusation and lies. And he wanted to use against that man by walking at the wrong time, and he felt I was a person. Many people want to help you, but accusation and lies have turned them against you. That's why we need to keep praying. Deliver me from the strife of the tongue of men. Can we pray that prayer? Say with me, say, oh Lord, arise. Say, deliver me from the strife of the tongue of men. Deliver me from the strife in my place of work. Deliver me from the strife of the tongue of men in my place of work. Deliver me from the strife of the tongue of men. Deliver me from the strife of the tongue of men. Arise, O Lord. Deliver me from the strife of the tongue of men. Number two strife is the word of fear and discouragement. You know, there are some people you have to stop listening to. When you hear them, in fact, there are some radio stations you should not tune to again. If you want your peace, what we hear, fear, discouragement. And it looks as if there is one, my friend said, it's like an evil wind that blew into the country. Now everybody is afraid and everybody wants to run away. Even when it makes sense or not. Makes sense or not. Yesterday, before I slept, I was reading, somebody in UK shared about a lady she met in the train that have just got into UK in 3 days. 3 days, he has nowhere to stay. He has no money to spend. All the money he has, he used it to Chakpa, borrowed money to Chakpa, had no plan, had no where she was going, had no nothing. Then he had Chakpa. You know, Chakpa can turn to Chakpa da. Ask a Yoruba man, they will interpret it for you. Yoruba word for Chakpa is to run away. Jack Bada is to run away and come back. Another thing, number three, for the strife of the tongue of men is negative words during argument and exchange. Listen, when you argue with people, don't let them say some words that you do not agree with. You said that. Before my eye, you will fall. Before my eye, you will fall. It is not an ordinary argument. You don't know if a demonic entity has entered that man you took, you know, and is saying some things against you. Don't allow argument to degenerate to the extent that people say negative, terrible negative things about you. You know all those jokes, we, I'll come to joke. Beware during argument. Don't let anybody have the last word negative. If you say, I reject that word, swallow, change that word now. I reject that word. It will come upon you and your children, not me. Reject that word immediately. Why it is so? Give it back, hot. Do we understand? Some of you are too gentle. Be gentle, but be spiritually violent. Physically gentle, spiritually violent. In fact, everybody in my office that listens to my message, they will just come. You will be gentleman. Now you they talk like that when you wait till they enter you when you climb water. I'm a gentleman. But when it comes to spiritual things, I'm very violent. Number four.
Oh.
Curses, which you have handled many times. Number five. Incantations, enchantments. Number six, evil reports. Number seven, careless banters, abuses. You know, when I was in school, if somebody is your friend, we call them Ota. Ota is enemy. Say Ota. Ah. See me, but Ben here, you know, they are, you know, it looks innocent. You know, banters, friend, beware of innocent banters, innocent abuses. They could be the strife of the tongues of the wicked. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I pray for you as we close. Every strife of the tongue of men against your life, you are redeemed from them in the name of Jesus. Job 5:21. Let's close with that. Job 5:21. Job 5:21. Job, not Joshua. Job 5:21. Job 5:21. Not 5:3. 5:21. Not 5:2+1. 5:21. Read it. Let's go. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction. The tongue can be like a scourge, like a plague, like a pestilence. The ancient, you know, the book of Job is the oldest book in the Bible, in case you don't know. It's the oldest. It is older than the book of Genesis. It's the oldest book in the Bible. And in those days, before Genesis was written by Moses, somebody understood that there is a scourge of the tongue. Every battle, every incantation, every enchantment, every decree, every curse is made with the tongue. Do not allow the enemy to have the last word concerning the tongue. Lift your hands up, stretch your hand here. Whatever has been said against you in secret places that have denied you of help, let there be a reversal. May the Lord arise and vindicate you. May the Lord arise and vindicate you. May the Lord arise and vindicate you. In the name of Jesus. You know, if you are too quiet and shy sometime and you don't talk to people, they will say you are proud. That's why you do that. It's a strife of a tongue. When they don't understand you, they give you something. And the people that say such things, their mouth is weak, they have influence, they talk to everybody everywhere. But you are too quiet. You don't say anything. You come, you sit down quietly. I say, nah, the man, they took two pompous. Ah. And then when they start talking to you, I say, we did not know. Anybody that told you, I did not know that this is how you are, he has done something wrong with his tongue against you in the past. I pray for you here. Whatever you have been denied because of what the tongue has been said against you, today may the Lord arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Every incantation, every enchantment, every evil report against you, let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by thunder. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Every scourge, every strife of the tongue, they are destroyed for your sake. In the name of Jesus, I command a restoration and a recovery from everything you have lost for you. In the name of Jesus, you will prevail. In the name of Jesus, you will speak the word of life. In the name of Jesus, every word of death that has been spoken against any area of your life, receive life in those areas. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.